Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 4th of June, 2010. It's the birthday of the sex expert Dr. Ruth Westheimer, born Carola Ruth Siegel in Frankfurt in 1928 to Orthodox Jewish parents. In 1939, on the verge of World War II, the family decided to flee Nazi Germany, but her grandmother refused to go, and so the girl, Ruth, was sent on to safety in Switzerland. The family stayed behind. She never saw them again. Moved to Palestine after the war, joined the underground movement of Zionists fighting for a Jewish state, trained as a sniper. Eventually moved to New York, got a degree, and started a radio show called Sexually Speaking. It was on this day, 1919, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, giving women the right to vote, was passed by the United States Congress. And so women in America voted in their first national election in November of 1920. And it was on this day in 1876, an express train, the Transcontinental Express, arrived in San Francisco after leaving New York City 83 hours and 39 minutes before. In 1805, Lewis and Clark took a year and 6 months to get to the Pacific from St. Louis, Missouri. But even at that time, Thomas Jefferson had foreseen the steam engine and what a change it would make. The inventor Oliver Evans wrote in 1800, "The time will come when people will travel in stages moved by steam engines." 1825, the first steam engine train in Great Britain. 1830, the first steam-powered train in this country. In just that one year, 1830, 14 miles of track had been laid for the B&O Railroad, and by 1840, there were 2,755 miles of track in America. The engineer Theodore Judah was the man who said he knew a route across the Sierras. And in 1864, the Transcontinental Railroad began to be built, the Union Pacific moving from Omaha west, the Central Pacific moving east from Sacramento, the Central Pacific employing the Chinese, Union Pacific, Irish immigrants. Eventually, Sacramento was connected to San Francisco in 1869. A bridge was built over the Missouri in 1872, and on this day in 1876, that express train made the run New York to San Francisco in 83 hours. Here's a poem for today by William Butler Yeats. An Irish airman foresees his death. I know that I shall meet my fate somewhere among the clouds above. Those that I fight, I do not hate. Those that I guard, I do not love. My country is Kiltartan Cross, my countrymen Kiltartan's poor. No likely end could bring them loss or leave them happier than before. Nor law nor duty bade me fight, nor public men nor cheering crowds. A lonely impulse of delight drove to this tumult in the clouds. I balanced all, brought all to mind. The years to come seemed waste of breath, a waste of breath the years behind, in balance with this life, this death. William Butler Yeats's poem, An Irish Airman, foresees his death. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX. How Tomorrow Moves. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.